This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. East Texas native and country singer Leanne Womack grew up listening to her dad's Bob Wills and Ray Price records. Her country roots run deep, but she might be best known for a crossover pop song. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. That was nearly 20 years ago. It's considered her signature song. But since then, she's won dozens of accolades, including a Grammy, and she's kept recording, including with fellow Texan Willie Nelson. Her latest album is more emotional and unpolished, and she says making it was the way music should be. It also signals her return to Texas, in a way. It's called The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. Nobody writes goodbye notes and takes off to God only knows
on trains anymore. Well, I love sad songs. I mean, a sad song makes me happy, and I don't really understand why, but I tell people, you know, the lonely, the lonesome, and the gone, those are the people that I sing for. Old songs make it sound so cool to be a half-drunk, heart-broke fool. But when that fool is you, it's not.
You have a quote that I found that said, the most innovative or unique thing that you can do in country music right now is sing country music. Expand on that for me.
Well, the commercial music business in Nashville quit making country records a long time ago and quit supporting them and stuff like that. So you make a country record and people go, what is this? They don't even know what it is anymore. So, you know, people forget that real country music is very rock and roll almost, you know, when you think about George Jones and Johnny Cash and stuff like that, it has an edge to it that the music that's being made in Nashville now doesn't have.
You were going for a stark sound. You said you wanted this album to feel honest when you look back on it. And that meant what? Not going back and fixing every little thing and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. And not processing a lot of stuff and not being too slick or too glossed over.
I mean, there's a maturity to that, right? I mean, maybe a brand new person to the scene can't do that, but Leanne Womack can do it. I mean, do you feel like that's true?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've earned it. I don't have to fix a lot of things and sound or look perfect and all that all the time. I think I've earned the right to be able to just be me. Come on, get down to the bed.
Well, you actually got out of Nashville to record this. You came to Houston. How did you end up in Houston?
I wanted to cut it at Sugar Hill, the studio there, for a long time. Yeah, it's a funky place, and we had a great time recording there. And I love being in Texas. You know, I love making music there. Please take the devil out of me. I've traveled far down this lonesome road. The devil, he's got me bent down so low.
You've talked about your sort of obsession with Texas artist George Jones, and you cover a song he performed called Take the Devil Out of Me on your new album. What is it about him and his music that impacts you?
Well, I don't know why as a little girl I was so drawn to him, but some voices affect me physically, like when I hear them, there's a shift in the way I feel physically, and so he's one of those voices. So I think even though as a 5 or 6 year old little girl, I didn't understand what he was singing about, but I understood the feeling. He sort of developed a style of singing. You know, a lot of people try to do it and can't do it, and the greatest thing about it was he was just being himself. And so that's a lesson, you know, as a singer to learn from him. Oh, Jesus, please. This is the first one that I've done that he wrote that was very much Jones. And I recorded it at the same studio in the same room that he did. And I didn't really know if it was going to go on the record. We were just playing around. Ethan, my guitar player, and I were just playing around and did that. And they, you know, recorded it. And we didn't know what we were going to do with it.
Please take the devil out of me. I'm getting tired of living in sin. I'm tired of keeping the devil for a friend. I want so badly to be set free.
There's a song, All the Trouble, and I watched this video, and it's haunting. Haunting, and on one hand, I'm powerful. I mean, you look like a woman that I don't want to mess with. what were you sort of going for with all of that?
Well, it was, you know, a bit of faded glamour and a bit of the past, but moving forward, sort of leaving the past behind, I guess, and, you know, the emptiness and, you know, all of that, I felt like went along with not only the single, but the whole place where I am right now in my career.
The deck is stacked against you. Life's a losing hand. Even when you think you're up, you're right back down again. Either way you play it, the house is gonna win.
And a lot of times, especially the working people, you know, the world feel little and small, and you know, we've all been through it. We've all been through ups and downs and that sort of thing. And basically, she's just saying, you know, and I've had all the trouble I need.
What it's like to be a woman in country music?
It's tough. I mean, it's not like busting rock tough or dealing with disease, you know, having cancer or something like that. That's not what I mean. But my parents raised me to think I could do anything, and they never talked about being female versus being male and anything like that. So I never really considered how tough it might be. Because I was a female, you just get sort of pushed down over and over and over again until you look back 20 years later and you go, God, how much inroads have we really made for women in the business? And it's a little painful and a little disgusting at times. But, you know, I feel like things are changing. And it just takes a long time. But it is a good old boys' business.
Well, with all that, was there hesitation on your part? I know your daughters are involved in the industry now, too.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't say, you know, don't get in this business. It's too male-dominated. You know, if you have music in your heart, I would never tell my girls not to pursue that, because I'm happiest when I'm making music, not when I'm celebrating victories or winning awards. I'm happiest when I'm making music, and that's what I want for them. I want them to be happy in what they create and what they do.
He called me baby, baby, all night long.
Leanne Womack, her latest album is The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Texas Standard.
Yes, thank you for having me.